You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves will be getting set to begin in a few minutes. We're going to get started a little after 4 o'clock this afternoon because it is senior day here at Lincoln. And the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves going through their seniors at the moment. They are honoring 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It'll be 6 Prairie Wolves. A couple of them notable names that you will recognize. Travis Gieselman and Trey Bardsley. A couple of high scoring and high rebounding and leaders on this team that has worked its way into second place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And as I said to someone, this is a team that is playing like they have something to prove, and they're trying to work their way up through the standings and give themselves a chance. It appears the way that they will have to get to the NAI National Tournament would be to win their way in through the postseason tournament. Have not played a very heavy schedule in terms of non-conference play against NAI schools. So they've been unable to work their way into the ratings yet, but they have played very strong basketball over the course of this season. And they are a high-scoring outfit, averaging 95.6 points per game, 12-5 in the conference, 17-6 overall. One of those five conference losses is to the Dort College Defenders back on January 9th in Sioux Center. For the Dort College Defenders, they're trying to figure it out. They've gone through a difficult stretch here. They've been unable to get it going, and they have lost 4 in a row. They are 8-10 in the conference, 13-14 overall, averaging 85.7 points per game. But most recently, it has been the defense that has let the Dort College Defenders down as they surrendered over 110 points to Briarcliff on Wednesday. And they'll try to get things going against a high-scoring team here this afternoon in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of what you can expect right after this.
At Dort.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Nebraska Wesleyan going through their warm-up paces. As the Dort College Defenders, the road trip to Lincoln this afternoon, and Dort College, I won't say a depleted outfit, but this is not the team roster-wise that we expected to see at this point of the year. A few people banged up. They'll be without Taylor Feenstra today. They're going to sit him out in nothing serious, but probably a good game for Taylor to take a break after coming back from that knee injury back before the Christmas break. Played several games since then, and now we'll sit out for a little while, or for today at least, and try to regroup and get back into play on Wednesday against Mount Marty. Nebraska Wesleyan men are 17-6 overall, 12-5 of the conference. Wesleyan is averaging 95.6 points per game. They do allow 94 points per contest. This is a high possession, quick shooting team. Of the 1,571 field goal attempts by Wesley in the season, 847 of them have been three-point attempts. That's 53.9% of their field goal attempts coming from behind the arc. Prairie Wolves average 36 three-point shots per game. They're getting out rebounded 38.5 to 36.7. Many of the earmarks that you look at in terms of run-of-the-mill basketball, typical basketball, garden variety basketball, do not apply to this Wesleyan team. They want to get shots up quickly. They want to spread the floor, and they want to attack, and they want either layups or three-point shots, and that is very evident in over half of their shots coming from behind the arc. For the Defender men, they're 13-14 in the conference, 8-10 in the G-Pack. We've got 3 games remaining. Leighton Sampson scores 16.1 points per game, grabs 4.7 rebounds. Nathan Rendell scores 15.4 points per game. Dalton Frank, and after his 35-point outburst against Briarcliff, is also at 15.4 points per game and 5.3 rebounds. Taylor Feenstra has lifted his scoring average to 8.1 points per game, but remember, he will not be playing this afternoon. Brian Sumner's average is 7.7. Alec Henriksen is good for 8.3. He had a 20-point outing the other night. And Andrew O'Donnell is at 7.1 points per contest. Last outing for Wesleyan, they beat Hastings 108-96 behind Trent Bardsley, tossing in 48 points. He was 16 of 19 from the field, 7 of 10 from the three-point line. Missed three free throws. All of those were front ends of 1 and 1. Otherwise, he's scoring over 50 points. The Dort College men beat, or lost to Briar Cliff, I should say, 114-103 Wednesday night. Dort fought from behind the final 30 minutes of the game, never able to get closer than four. Dort was led by Franken with 35. Leighton Sampson and Alec Henriksen each had 20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with starting lineups right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
There are lots of great colleges out there, but Dort College is a place that offers more. More to learn, more to discover, more to experience. In addition to our excellent academic programs, we have a student-to-faculty ratio of 15-1, and professors keep an open-door policy because we want you to drop in anytime. Our small class sizes are just one of the many reasons why Dort is ranked highest of any college in Iowa on the Best Regional Colleges list by U.S. News. I'm Bruce Kuiper, a communication professor at Dort College, and I encourage you to learn more about our school at dort.edu.
God's presence is evident everywhere at Dort College. We don't require our students to go to chapel, but every Wednesday the majority of our students gather to worship in chapel because they want to. Students also gather on Thursday nights for praise and worship, and on Sundays for other student-led services and Bible studies. Hi, I'm Aaron Bart, Dean of Chapel at Dort, and getting to participate in all the different ways that students grow in their faith is the best part of my job. To learn more about a college that teaches transformation and not just information, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, or at dort.edu.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes.
Well, you just never know what's going to happen on senior day. Different starting lineup for Wesleyan. Let's go through it quickly. Number three, Paul Newby, a 6'1 senior. Trey Bardsley, a 5'10 senior from Beatrice, Nebraska. Number 23, Travis Gieselman, 6'4 senior from Elkhorn, Nebraska. Number 30, Nick Stein, a 6'3 senior from Hastings, Nebraska. And Jake Miller, a 6'2 senior from Steamboat Rock, Colorado. Dort College controls the opening tip. Shot by Dalton Franken off the mark, no good. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. By Dort College, it'll be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan with the basketball as we get into the contest. So Dort College on defense, the regular starting five we've become accustomed to over the last couple of weeks. Lob pass over the top, intended for Nick Stein. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. J.D. Bohr on the floor for the defenders. He's a senior from Hall, going 6'3". Nathan Rendles in the backcourt. He's a 6'2 senior from Boulder, Colorado. Leighton Sampson down on the baseline. His short shot is good. Leighton, a 6'5 sophomore from Worthington, Minnesota. Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, Iowa. And Dalton Frank, and a 6'4 sophomore from Atlantic, Iowa. Those are your starting lineups. Got going a little bit quicker than I anticipated. It's kind of a guessing game once in a while on the road. Everyone's got a little different protocol. With the basketball, bringing it up is after the missed shot. Rendles with it on the right elbow. Rendles passes it back over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr with it on the wing. A minute gone in this contest. Dort College with a 2-0 lead. Pass goes left side over to Rendles. Rendles gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the left wing. Comes back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball gives it up to J.D. Bohr. Bohr looking underneath for Rendles. Rendles tries to save it in off of a Wesleyan player, and Stein comes away with the basketball. Stein gets it away to Paul Newby. Newby goes right side. Gieselman. Gieselman, long three on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. And Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles up the floor. He stops at the top of the key. Passes over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr with the basketball. Bohr passes it off over to Rendles. Rendles looking down low. Instead passes it out front. Franken. Franken, 17-footer. A little bit short. No good. Rebound, though, taken down by J.D. Bohr in front of the Wesleyan bench. Dort College with the basketball. Rendles, fresh 35 for Dort College to work with. They might milk a little clock, try to slow the pace down. Pass goes over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr gives it up left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sampson. Sampson jump hook from 10, no good. Tap by Bohr, no good. Rebound cleared out by Dort College, and coming up with it again is Rendles. Rendles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Frank, and he'll put another one up from 17, this time from the left wing, no good. Everything short for Dalton right now. And the Dort College defenders retreating on defense, laying it up and down is Travis Gieselman. Gieselman with the lay-in and a three-point play opportunity. And Travis Gieselman with a three-point play chance coming. The 6'4 senior from Elkhorn, Nebraska, averaging 21.3 points per contest. Max Cook into the contest for Wesleyan. Also in for Wesleyan, number 32, Keithan Karn. And rounding out the three new players is number 5, Blake Reese, a 6'5 junior from Beatrice, Nebraska. Gieselman, a 67% free throw shooter, makes it a 3-2 contest. Wesleyan in front by a point. Pass comes over to J.D. Bohr. Bohr goes right side, Rindles. Rindles, cross-court pass, no, decides against it. Feeds it down low to Layton. Layton down on the baseline. Sampson puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan. Wesleyan wants to run. Keithan Karn with it on the left wing. Karn with the basketball. He passes it off to Max Cook. Cook to Bardsley. Bardsley guarded there by Bohr. Pass goes right side, Gieselman. Gieselman with the basketball. Dort College will send a new player in just a moment. Pass comes to Reese. Reese to Gieselman. Gieselman, long three on the way. No good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Sampson with the outlet pass over to Rindles. Rindles up the floor, bounces it to O'Donnell. Reverse layup, good. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 4-3. 16:58 left to play, first half. Gieselman with the basketball at the top of the key, picks up his dribble. He passes off left side over to Cook. Max Cook goes high post. Reese. Reese back into the corner. Karn. Karn, shot no good. Rebound Reese. Reese, long rebound. Comes back to Bardsley. Bardsley floater from 10, right side, good. Trey Bardsley with a two-point bucket, and the North College defenders trail 5-4. Bardsley averaging, I believe, 38 minutes of play per game this season. J.D. Bohr with it on the sideline. They poke at it. Double team. Feeds it underneath Sampson. Sampson wraps it around for O'Donnell. O'Donnell shot no good. Putback is good. Andrew O'Donnell with a putback off of his own missed shot. North College leads 6-5. 6-5 our score, Gieselman. Gieselman on the right wing. Gieselman setting the offense, passes it back over to Bardsley. Bardsley misses the layup. O'Donnell now to Bohr. Bohr has it stripped. Comes to Karn. Karn to Cook. Cook underneath, two-point bucket, good. 7-6, Wesleyan in front. J.D. Bohr in the backcourt, 15:50 remaining. One foul called thus far, a little bit different from the Briar Cliff contest the other night. And now reach-in foul called on Blake Reese. Reese whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Alec Henriksen, who was sitting at the scorer's table for a long time waiting to come into the contest, checks in. Grant Harkness checks into the game. Austin Biker checks in. So three freshmen on the floor for the defenders. Pass comes in to Nathan Rindles. Rindles with it, shakes left, goes right, passes over to Henriksen. Left side pass, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball on the sideline. Picks up his dribble, finds Harkness. Harkness to Biker. Biker, finger roll, layup, no good. Rebound cleared by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, Gieselman. Gieselman with it on the right side. Crossover move, draws the double team. Kick out pass, three on the way for Cook. Off the mark, no good. And now foul called on Reese. He's going to be whistled for his second personal foul. That's number two on Blake Reese. Checking into the contest will be Cooper Cook. So Reese checks out. He'll be done for a little while. We'll see how long they go without the starting forward. Cook had a pretty big game against Dort College the last meeting. Pass goes to Henriksen. Henriksen right side, cross-court pass deflected out by Cook. It'll be Dort College basketball on the sideline. Throwing it in will be Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell tossing it in. He finds Nathan Rindles. Rindles in between the circles. Passes left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Henriksen. Henriksen right side. Trying to feed it down low as Rindles. Ball comes free. Comes over to Cook. Cook went a long ways with no dribble. They kick it off left side. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Rindles. And could this be a night where Wesleyan doesn't shoot the three well? We'll wait and see. Travis Gieselman stabs at it at midcourt as Nathan Rindles takes it across the timeline. And Gieselman is whistled for the personal foul. Like to have that one back if you're Nebraska Wesleyan. Dort College gets the ball inbounded to Nathan Rindles. Rindles with it. He goes left side over to Biker. Biker driving down to the baseline. Puts it up in traffic. Lost it on the way up. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan and Bardsley. Bardsley up the floor. Ball taken back by Dort College and Henriksen. He passes it back over to Rindles. Rindles across the timeline. Rindles at the top of the key. Rindles spin move into the lane. Nothing there. Henriksen. Henriksen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball to Bikerk. Bikerk in traffic. Comes back out front to Harkness. Harkness drives in with the left hand. Good. Grant Harkness with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead 8-7. 8-7 the score. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound cleared by Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Dort College leading by one, 8-7. Rendles will walk it up. Max Cook will come out to try and match him up, and he takes it away. Pass into the front court, Karn. Karn layup good. Keithan Karn with a one-point gives Wesley in the one-point lead on the two-point bucket. Pass goes middle of the floor, O'Donnell. Now Harkness. Harkness in traffic off of the glass, good. Grant Harkness with a two-point bucket. He's got four, and the defenders lead 10-9. And 9-hour score, Cook with it for Wesleyan. Picks up his dribble. He passes off left side over to Karn. Karn with it up front to Gieselman. Gieselman working against Bikerk. Hands it off Bardsley. Bardsley thought about the three. Puts it up. Shot is good. Five for Bardsley. And the Dort College defenders trail 12-10. In the backcourt with the basketball is Rendles. Rendles back over to Bikerk. Bikerk gets it across the timeline just in front of the shot clock. Hitting 20. Pass goes left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell back over to Rendles. Rendles a three. It's up and good. Rendles with the three. Pass goes right side. This is Cook. Cooper Cook comes back out front to Bardsley. Bardsley with it at the free throw line. Pass over to Gieselman. Gieselman three is up and good. Gieselman makes the three. Ball's inbounded to Rendles. So Gieselman now with six. And the Wesleyan Prairie Wolves lead at 15-13. Left side pass goes over to Rendles. Rendles drives the lane, dumps it up for Harkness. Harkness uses his body, shields the ball. He ties it up 15-all. 6 points now for Grant Harkness with 12-10 remaining in the first half. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound Rendles, and Rendles has it poked away from behind by Max Cook. Four new players checking in for the defenders, one for Wesley, and Cole Klingsporn checks into the contest. Samson Sumner, Franken, Henriksen, and Nabla on the floor for the defenders. Pass goes to Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. He passes to Frank and double-teamed. Comes back to Nabla. Nabla to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Into the corner, Samson. Samson, reverse layup. Good. Leighton Samson with four points, two buckets. Dort College leads 17-15. Right side, Cook. Cook looking down low for Gieselman. Paul poked away by Nabla. Nabla guarding Gieselman. Gieselman puts it on the floor. Kick-out pass. Comes over to Klingsporn. Klingsporn, ball fake, gets Sumner up in the air, and Klingsporn with a layup, good. 17-all, 11:29 left to play in the first half. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen drives in, tries to dump it off for Sampson. There will be times where this game will have an intramural feel to it, in that it's just up and down basketball, not much defense. Long rebounds, and you get it, you shoot it. If it's brown and leather, it's probably going up. Ball deflected. Franken has a block from behind. Now a toss into the backcourt, and coming away with it is Sumner. Sumner with the basketball after the ball came out long on the rebound. Not going to be many fouls called either this afternoon, the way it looks. So we'll even it out from this past Wednesday night. Shot no good by Sumner. Rebound taken on by Franken. Kick out pass. Henriksen, his three, no good. Another rebound for Franken. Franken down to the baseline, Nabla. Nabla, Samson. Samson shot no good in traffic. Nabla got a hand on it. Rebound cleared, though, by Wesley. And up and running with the basketball. Coming back the other way is Bardsley. Bardsley to Klingsporn. Klingsporn at the free throw line. Ducks in with the left hand. Good. Klingsporn with four, averaging 2.1 points per game. And we've got a foul called in the backcourt on Wesley. And that foul is going to go on number 12, Cole Klingsporn. Klingsporn whistled for his first, team foul number five. Well, you go from the other night when you had a ton of fouls and no flow to not much stoppages here this evening, or this afternoon, I should say, in Lincoln. Got to be a happy medium in there somewhere. Pass goes left side. Franken intended for Sumner, poked away by Cook. Checking into the ballgame, the two seniors for the Dort College defenders. That will be Rindles and Bohr. Checking out of the contest, Henriksen and Nabla. Ball's inbounded with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles driving the lane. Spin move. Working against Klingsporn. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Gieselman. Gieselman with the basketball. Gieselman at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Rindles takes a hack at it. Controlled. Here's Klingsporn. 10:15 left to play. First half. And now a foul called on the play against Klingsporn. And now it is Coach Dale Wellman's turn to be upset with a call. 19-17, our score. Inbounding the basketball will be J.D. Bohr. That foul went on Klingsporn. That's number two on him. Bringing the basketball up is Rindles. Rindles across the half-court stripe. Dort College got to the foul line a lot against Nebraska Wesleyan in the first meeting of these two teams. Dort College basically won it at the free throw line. 38-42 that afternoon. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Sumner, but a foul on the rebound called on the defenders. J.D. Bohr whistled for the personal foul. Pat Anderson officiating this afternoon on top of the call. Chris Garris and Ron Jackson joining the trio of they make up the trio of officials this afternoon as assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Klingsporn brings the basketball up. He passes right side. Trevor Lighting. Lighting to Stein. Stein with the basketball. He gives it up. Gieselman. Gieselman guarded there by Sampson. Gieselman puts it on the floor. Kick out pass. Lighting. Lighting three. Good. Trevor Lighting with the 3-point bucket, and the defenders trail now 22-17. Steal by Stein. Ball's on the floor. Coming up with it is Lighting. Lighting layup. Good. Trevor Lighting with 5 points, and the defenders trail 24-17. A 9-0 run by Wesleyan. And Trevor Lighting whistled for a foul at midcourt. That's team foul number 6 on Wesleyan. Foul number 1 on Lighting. Checking out of the contest will be Brian Sumner. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Dort College defenders. Here listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more
every
in a moment.
Square in.
Rindles passes it off to Patrick Nabla. Nabla gives it up to Sampson. Sampson to O'Donnell. O'Donnell cut off on the play. Pass comes over to Franken. Franken into lane. O'Donnell. O'Donnell left corner. 12 to shoot. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles floater in the lane off the heel. No good. Rebound controlled by Gieselman. And Wesleyan will shoot for a potential double-digit lead. Gieselman pull-up three is good. Travis Gieselman with 9 points, and Wesleyan has opened up a 27-17 lead. That timeout, by the way, I said charged to Dort. It was charged to Wesleyan. O'Donnell puts it up, and Gieselman is whistled for the personal foul. So Gieselman whistled for foul number two. And that might be it for Travis Gieselman for a while. 8:32 remaining. Doesn't look like Dale Wellman wants to pull the trigger, but he has to. With a 10-point lead, be silly not to. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw off the heel, but no good by Andrew O'Donnell. Cook will check in. Henriksen is in, checking out as Pat Nabla. 27-17, Dort College trying to cut it down to a single-digit ball game again. Another free throw on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. This one is up and good. So Andrew makes one of two. He's got 5 points. And the defenders trail it 27-18. Gieselman checks out with 9 points. Bardsley running point for Wesleyan. Working against O'Donnell. He passes left side over to Max Cook. Cook with it on the wing. Cook with the basketball back over to Cook. Cook to Klingsporn. Beg your pardon, that's Lighting. Now Bardsley. Bardsley scoops it up with the right hand. Gets the shot to go, and he's fouled on the play by Sampson. Layton whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Layton. Free throw on the way for Trey Bardsley. Bardsley with 7 points, trying to make it 8. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center. providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com, 712-722-4472. Ryan Grinewig is a broker. Pass intended for Henriksen, deflected and ends up off of his shoulder and out of bounds. It will be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan threatening to run away and hide here in the first half with a 30-8 team lead currently. Bringing the basketball up is Max Cook. Cook with the basketball. He passes it in high post to Cooper Cook. Cooper Cook back over to Bardsley. Bardsley at the top of the key, free throw line. Ducks inside, back over to Cooper Cook. Cooper Cook, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken outlets to Rindles. Rindles up the floor, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell hard to the hoop. Layup with the right hand, no good. Tap in by Rindles, no good. Loose basketball picked up by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken gives it off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell in traffic off of the glass, good. Andrew O'Donnell with 7 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 30-20. 30-20. Bardsley with the basketball, guarded there by Rindles. He passes off over to Max Cook. Cook setting the offense. Passes left side over to Cooper Cook. Cooper Cook to Bardsley. Bardsley three on the way. Left wing, good. Bardsley with another three. And the Dort College defenders trail 33-20. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Dort College down a baker's dozen. Losing the basketball is Rindles in the backcourt. Picked up by Franken, and now Franken is going to be called for a double dribble. No, a 10-second violation as the shot clock hits 19. So the Dort College defenders, a 10-second backcourt violation. Stein checks out of the contest. Checking back in is Keith and Karn for Wesleyan. Dort College going with Harkness, Henriksen, Rindles, Franken, and O'Donnell. High post pass goes to Reese. Reese to Bardsley. Bardsley a full two steps behind the three-point line. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball up the sideline. O'Donnell is fouled from behind by Blake Reese, and Reese is going to have a seat for the rest of the half, I would imagine. He picks up foul number three. Austin Beikert checks into the contest. So Austin Beikert will check in. Checking out, Nathan Rindles. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Trying to cut it down to a 11-point difference with a couple of made free throws. Misses the front end of the bonus. Bardsley, step back three, over the top. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Beikert. Beikert to Henriksen, 6:17 left to go in the first half. Henriksen with the basketball, and he is fouled on the play by Max Cook. That's foul number one on him. Henriksen will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Alex scoreless thus far today. He'll go to the free throw line. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. Alec Henriksen makes both free throws, and the defenders are down by 11, 33-22. With it out front is Keith and Karn. Karn back over to Bardsley. Bardsley on the right wing. Bardsley feeds it down low for Cooper Cook. Throws it up with the left hand. Somehow gets it to go. Two-point bucket for Cook. His first of the ball game. And the defenders trail 35-22. Steal by Wesleyan. Wesleyan up and running with it. They drop it off. And a head fake. And a shot is up and good for Keith and Karn. Karn with a two-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders trail it 37-22. 5:35 remaining. O'Donnell gives it up to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Dalton will drive the lane. Puts it up with the right hand. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Wesleyan. And that foul is going to go on number 40, Jerry Cunning, a 6'8 sophomore. I did not plan on seeing him this afternoon. Free throw on the way for Dalton. Franken is up and through. Dalton, an 86% free throw shooter, gets his first point of the day afternoon. And he's got another free throw on the way. Dort College in the double bonus from here on out. Today's broadcast made possible by Grant from here on out in the first half at least. By Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Frank makes both free throws. Sumner checks in for him. Bakers doesn't lead for Wesleyan. Backdoor cut. Layup is up and good. Keithan Karn able to get the backdoor cut. And the defenders trail 39-24. Bikerk in the backcourt gets it away to Rindles. Rindles double-teamed ahead to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball, step-through move. Gets it to Bikerk. Bikerk throws down the dunk. Austin Bikerk with the two-handed slam in transition. And the Dort College defenders trail 39-26. 39-26 our score. Right side pass, Cunning. Cunning gives it up to Karn. Karn, spin move into the lane, tough defense, and he got the shot to go. I don't know that you can defend it any better. Brian Sumner was right there with a hand up, and he knocked down the short shot, the 12-footer or so. Did the Wesleyan player. Right side pass, Sumner. B-Sum, three from the corner, not good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan with the basketball. And Wesleyan owns a 41-26 lead, and so far Dort College really hasn't been able to slow this team up much. With it on the right side is Max Cook. Cook to Bardsley. Bardsley three, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Sampson to Henriksen. Henriksen on the right side, drives in. His shot is good. Alec Henriksen with four first half points. Defenders trail 41-28. Love to see him get it down to single digits before the half. Pass goes to Cunning. Cunning in lane. Shot no good, but a foul on the play is going to go on Sampson. And Layton picks up his second personal foul. That is team foul number four on the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Also made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Cooper Cook makes one of two. Beg your pardon. Cunning makes one of two. And the Dort College defenders come back the other way. Shot no good. Goes out of bounds. Rebound was last touched by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. 3:42 remaining in the first half of play. Dort College has to check Sampson out of the ballgame. Rindles passes it in over the top to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Rindles. Rindles with it on the sideline. And Rindles ends up bouncing it off of the sideline. Out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan with the basketball. Bringing it up will be Max Cook as we close in on the end of the first half of play. Like to see a few defensive stops strung together here. Pass goes into Cook. Cook's shot is up and good. Cooper Cook able to seal his man. He's got 4 points, and the defenders trail 44-28. Into the front court is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up. Henriksen. Henriksen to Franken. Franken off balance shot off of the glass. Good. Franken with a runner to the right gets the shot to go. Dort College trailing 44-30. You cannot just simply stand toe-to-toe with this team and try to outscore them. Dort College does not have the firepower for that. You've got to get some stops. You've got to get the pace a little more to your liking. And so far, Dort College has not really done that. Pass to Bardsley. Bardsley, free throw line. His shot off the mark, no good. Rebound, Rindles. has not been for lack of effort. The effort has been there. He just sometimes he gets sucked into the style of play. Three-pointer by Henriksen is up and good. Alec Henriksen with 7 first-half points. And the defenders are back to within 11, 44-33. Just like that, Wesleyan up the floor. 2:30 remaining first half of play. Bardsley with it up front, guarded there by O'Donnell. Dort College trying to play man-to-man. Pass right side, Bardsley. Bardsley three, nestles it through. Trey Bardsley with another three, his third already of the ballgame. You think you're holding him in check, and you look down, and he's got 16. Pass goes underneath to Harkness. Harkness with a two-point bucket on the return. Dort College trails 47-35. Harkness with 8 points. Three-pointer by Bardsley fails to draw iron. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. And the Wesleyan crowd can't believe it. Bardsley airballs it, doesn't draw iron. They think the shot must have been blocked. It was not, at least in the official's estimation. And the Dort College defenders will bring it up, trailing by 12, 47-35. Can't swap twos for threes. The math doesn't work out, so Dort College gets a stop that time. Now they have it into the offensive set, trailing by a deuce. Under 2 minutes to go. Rindles double-teamed. Wesleyan collapses. Shot on the way by Franken from 15 on the right wing. No good. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan. Wesleyan does not have the numbers. They don't care. Keithan Karn's going to fire up a 15-footer. No good. Stein for the offensive rebound. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Harkness. Harkness gives it up to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, working against Stein. Rindles driving in, and he stumbles, and he hopefully he pops up. He gets fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Wesleyan and Trey Bardsley. Bardsley whistled for his first personal foul, and that is team foul number. Well, they're over the 10-foul limit. Nathan Rindles pops up. He'll shoot 2 free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Also made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Dort College back to within 2, 47-37. Pass goes right side to Cunning. Cunning gives it off left side. 3 on the way, no good. Rebound, Harkness tipped away. Coming up with the basketball is Bardsley. Bardsley with it on the left side, guarded there by O'Donnell. Dort College within 10. Wesleyan with the basketball. They try to pass high post. They do to Cunning. Cunning gives it up to Karn. Karn on the right side. Back over to Cunning. Cunning shot off of the glass. No good, but a foul on the play called on Dalton Franken. Cunning will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. He is 1-for-2 so far today. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Online at hiltrealestate.com, and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Cunning unable to knock either free throw down, and the Dort College defenders race back the other way with the basketball. Rindles, 49 seconds and counting, first half. Dort College trailing by 10. Pass out front, Henriksen. 3 ball on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan touching it last. Dort College basketball. Jerry Cunning so far this season, 0-for-1 from the free throw line entering play today. He's now 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Kick out pass, 3 on the way. Henriksen, bang it down, Alec. Alec with 10 first half points. I beg your pardon, I've got to check my math, make sure on that. Yep, 10 points for Alec. Dort College trails 47-40. Putting together a little bit of a run here to try to creep back in this one. Three-pointer on the way, Karn. Karn shot no good. And now foul called on the rebound. That's going to be on the defenders, and that'll be team foul number 6 on Dort College. Foul's going to go on Frank, and that's number 2 on Dalton. Pat Nabla will check into the ballgame. Franken will check out. Stein will throw it in for Wesleyan. Well, Dort College has done the job on the offensive end, getting some conversions. Now let's see if they can hold on this inbounds play, and they do, literally. A foul called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Andrew O'Donnell. That's number 1 on him. Trey Bardsley will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Bardsley with 14 officially. I had him with 16 when I did a quick check, but my math not as good as it once was. Free throw on the way. Well, this isn't going to be Bardsley either. This is going to be number 10, Trevor Lighting. I'll take that trade. Lighting, a 54% free throw shooter. And as I say that, he makes the first one. He's got another one coming, trying to extend the lead back to 9. Second free throw on the way for Lighting with 17.3 seconds left in the half. Missed it. Shot no good. I'll take that trade. Dort College down 8, 48-40. Foul in the backcourt called against Wesleyan and Keith and Karn. And the Dort College defenders, Nathan Rendles, will go to the free throw line and shoot two more. Wesleyan committing fouls in the backcourt. That foul occurring approximately 60 feet from the hoop. And that is foul number one on Keith and Karn. So two free throws on the way for Rendles. First one by Nathan is up and good. Another one on the way for Nathan. 6'1 senior from Boulder, Colorado. Rendles, quite a career. His season totals, or his career totals entering play today, he went over 1,400 career points with his performance on Wednesday against Briarcliff. He makes the second free throw. He's got 7 points now. Defenders trail by 6, 48-42. 9 seconds left now, 8. Bardsley passes into the corner. Lighting, 3, good. Trevor Lighting with a 3-point bucket. Wesleyan extends the lead, 51-42. Dort College desperation shot from half court by O'Donnell's off the back iron. And we go to the locker room. Our score, Nebraska Wesleyan 51, Dort College 42. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with a recap of the first half of play right after
this.
Halftime numbers. Dort College led in scoring by Alec Henriksen with 10 points. Grant Harkness has 8, 7 each for Andrew O'Donnell and Nathan Rendles, 4 each for Dalton Franken and Leighton Sampson, 2 for Austin Bikerk for their total of 42 points. For Wesleyan, 51 points total. Trey Bardsley has a game-high 14 thus far. Trevor Lighting has 9 along with Travis Gieselman. 8 points for Keith and Karn off the bench, 4 for Cole Klingsporn, 4 for Cooper Cook, 1 for Jerry Cunning, 2 for Max Cook for their total of 51 points. Dort College led in rebounds by Nathan Rendles with 7. Dalton Franken has 4, 3 each for Leighton Sampson and Andrew O'Donnell. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Nick Stein has 4 rebounds, Travis Gieselman has 3, Jerry Cunning has 2. Trey Bardsley with 4 assists along with Max Cook to lead Wesleyan. Nathan Rendles with 4 assists for the Dort College defenders. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College 15 of 35 from the floor, 42.9%, 3 for 9 on threes, 33.3%, 9 of 11 on free throws, 81.8%. For Wesleyan, 20 of 38 from the floor, 52.6%, 7 of 20 on threes, 35%, 4 of 8 on free throws, 50%. Dort College is out rebounding Wesleyan 25-17. Turnovers, Dort has 8, Wesleyan has 4. Steals, Wesleyan has 6, Dort College has 2. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a rundown of the scores from the conference right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Halftime scores in the conference look like this. Briarcliff over Hastings, that one wasn't quite at half, 31-28. Midland over Mount Marty at half, 34-26 in Fremont. Morningside over Doan, 44-36. That's being played in Crete. And Concordia leads Northwestern in a wild one, 61-44 at the half in Seward. Earlier today, women's basketball, Dort over Nebraska Wesleyan 69-55. Briarcliff over Hastings 82-70. It was Mount Marty over Midland 60-55. Morningside down Doan 89-76. Concordia over Northwestern 71-70. And it was Dakota Wesleyan over the College of St. Mary by a final score of 81-68.
Mm-hmm.
142. A couple reminders for you in terms of athletic coverage. Men's volleyball tonight, the Defenders taking on Ottawa. Varsity men's volleyball play, 7 o'clock first serve from the DeWitt Gym. That'll be available via webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. This coming Wednesday, Dort College on the road to face Mount Marty in Yankton, South Dakota. That'll be a men's and women's basketball doubleheader beginning at 6 o'clock of the women's game. Men's game to follow at 8. You can hear it on KDCR. Interspersed in there, we've got more men's volleyball. They are at home on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. Webcasts on all of those home matches. 7 o'clock starts Tuesday, 7 o'clock Thursday, 6 o'clock Friday. And the Dort College men's and women's basketball teams at home Saturday afternoon when they face College of St. Mary in women's play and Grace in men's action to close out the regular season. That'll also be senior day at the DeWitt Gym. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. Dort College and Nebraska Wesleyan swapping buckets in the first 25 seconds of the second half. Dort College getting a two-point basket from Andrew O'Donnell after a two-point bucket by Keithan Karn. Karn his 10th point. O'Donnell with 9 now. Driving in is Bardsley. Bardsley flips it up with the right hand. Kept the ball away from his body. Protected it. He's got 16 points. 55-42, Dort College. Trailing by 13, trailing by 11, 55-44. Pass over the top to Leighton Sampson. Sampson gets free for a relatively easy two. He's got 6, and the Defenders trail, 55-46. Long shot by Wesleyan, trying to save it from going out of bounds is Max Cook. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College has it in the backcourt. Throwing it in is Bohr. Bohr over the top, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, stops. Gets the shot to go. He's got 11, and the Dort College Defenders trail it 55-48, so back to within 7. Dort College got as close as 6 in the first half after Wesleyan built their lead. Dropping it off for Gieselman. Gieselman off the glass. It's good. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2. To shoot 1 as he gets the shot to go. Max Cook gave him the assist. Gieselman now with 11 points. He's got another one on the way. So a free throw on the way for Gieselman. Gieselman sat on the bench with foul trouble for about 9 minutes in the first half. His free throw off the heel, no good. Rebound fought for, and taking it away is Travis Gieselman. Gieselman with it, driving in. Stripped on the play by Rindles. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Rindles was able to reach in and knock it free. In the backcourt is Bohr. Bohr over the basketball. Bohr brings it over to Rindles. Rindles tries to pass it back over to JD, and JD too hot to handle. Ball goes out of bounds. It's last touch by Dort College. Leighton Sampson got called for that foul, by the way. That was his third. Pass goes left side with the basketball. Working it is Keithan Karn. Karn to Gieselman. Gieselman to Reese. Blake Reese, right side. Three on the way is up and good for Max Cook. Cook with 5, and the Defenders trail by 10, 58-48. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles will take it across half court. Picks up his dribble. Passes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Dort College actually down 60-48. Forgot to factor in the two-point bucket by Gieselman on the three-point play as I keep my running score. Bohr back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving in. O'Donnell gives it up to Bohr. Bohr out front. JD will put up the 12-footer off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out by Franken, kept alive. Rindles. Rindles with a basketball back over to Franken. Franken floats in the air. His shot, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot is short, no good on the putback attempt. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by JD Bohr. It will be Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan with the basketball. They've managed to build the lead back to 12 after Dort College cut it down to 7. 17 minutes remaining in regulation. Up the floor with the basketball is Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan sending their offense. Pass goes over to Blake Reese. Reese to Gieselman. Gieselman, spin move, double teamed, stripped by Franken, comes up with it. K Kick out pass back to Reese. Reese shot no good. Rebound Franken. Franken outlet over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell will attack Reese. Reese layup good. Count the hoop. And Reese is called for a blocking foul. And from my angle, O'Donnell never even touched him. Reese was falling backwards. A little bit too early. And he will check out of the ball game with four fouls. Blake Reese checks out. Checking back in is Cooper Cook. Cook comes off of the bench to score over 10 points per ball game for this Wesleyan team. O'Donnell will try to complete the three-point play. He's got 11 points so far. Dort College trailing 60-50. Free throw on the way. Free throw is up, and free throw is no good. Rebound Rindles. Rindles underneath against Gieselman. Shot no good, but the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bardsley. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in will be Rindles. Rindles gets it into the corner. Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side. Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Stops. Gives it back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Two players around him. Splits the defense. Drives in. Right hand. Left side. No good. But there for the tap-in is Rindles. Nathan Rindles with 9 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 60-52. Dort College trying to hang around and give themselves a chance. Gieselman kick out Cook. Cook sets three, no good. Rebound taken down by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Dalton with the basketball into the front court, feeds it underneath Sampson. Sampson against Cook. Shot is up, and they're going to wave off the basket. They say the foul came before the shot. Foul's going to go on number 50, Cooper Cook, his first. 16:01 remaining in regulation. And Dort College will talk things over in the huddle as Nebraska Wesleyan, I believe, calls for a 30. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. O'Donnell with the basketball. He gives it up to Rindles. Rindles at the free throw line. Rindles drops it inside for Sampson. Sampson with the basketball stripped on the way up. Karn comes away with it. He feeds it out to Gieselman. Gieselman with the basketball working against Rindles. Gieselman driving in, and he's fouled on the play by Rindles. Nathan Rindles picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two against against Dort College. Both teams now have two fouls. Travis Gieselman will go to the free throw line where he's a 67% free throw shooter. I have him down for 1-for-2 today. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 and by the Dort College Bookstore located in the Dort College Campus Center. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Gieselman makes 1-of-2 and the Defenders trail 61-52. With the basketball, the defenders, Rindles over to Franken. Franken jumper, left baseline short, no good, but there for the putback is Nathan Rindles. He's got 11. So he came sneaking in on the weak side. 7 points. The difference right now, 61-54, 15:25 left to go in the ballgame. Pass goes into the corner. With the basketball, left side is Cook. Cook back over to Bardsley. Bardsley driving in, right-hand layup, good. Trey Bardsley with 18, and the defenders trail 63-54. Into the front court is Rindles. Dort College has been as close as 6. 7 here in the second half. Rindles driving in, drops it off for Sampson. It's taken away. Here comes Wesleyan after the turnover. Bardsley with it at midcourt. Bardsley will duck in, drops it off. Shot is up, no good, but a foul on the play. And Keith and Karn will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Wesleyan attacking the basket a little bit more here in the second half and getting to the free throw line. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313 by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Holloman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Keithan Karn misses the first free throw. He's a 62% free throw shooter. He's got another one on the way. This one is off the mark, no good as well. And we've got a foul called on the rebound, or was there a lane violation? So So a lane violation called on Dort College. Chris Gieris indicating from his half-court position that we had a lane violation. Keithan Karn makes one of two. And it's now 64-54. 10-point ball game. Henriksen with it out front. Henriksen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Henriksen. Henriksen to Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball back to Henriksen. Alec three, short, no good. There for the rebound, though, and the putback is Rindles. Nathan Rindles with 13 points, and the defenders trail 64-56. Bardsley working against O'Donnell. Passes over to Karn. Karn goes high post to Gieselman. Gieselman working against Franken. Kicks it out left side. Karn. Karn three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Harkness. Harkness with the basketball, gives it away, Franken. Franken up the floor, passes left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell picks it up back to Rindles. Rindles tries to pass it out to Henriksen, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Keithan Karn for Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Dalton Franken. Franken gets it in to Rindles. Rindles in between the circles. Nathan Rindles passes out to O'Donnell. Looks like a zone applied here by Wesleyan. Lob pass inside to Harkness. Harkness at the elbow. Comes back to Rindles. Eight to shoot. Now seven. Rindles to Henriksen. Henriksen, O'Donnell, three. And O'Donnell has to fire it up. Shot no good. And he got pinned and ended up having to just fire one over his shoulder. 64-56. Into the front court with the basketball is Bardsley. Bardsley to Cook. Cook with the basketball. He passes left side Stein. Stein in between the circles. Pass into the corner. Driving in. Layup is up and good for Cooper Cook. Cook with six. 66-56. Wesleyan. Right side pass goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell passes it off to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Now Rindles. Rindles right wing. Rindles with it on the baseline. Nathan drops it for Harkness. Harkness reverse, no good, but Rindles cleans up the mess. He's got 4 second-half field goals, 15 points for the ballgame. Dort College trails 66-58. Gieselman in traffic over to Stein. Stein shuffles his feet, no call made. Rebound taken down by Bardsley. Back over to Gieselman. Gieselman snaps off a three, no good. Rebound cleared by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan, I would imagine, nearing a triple-double this afternoon. He's got double digits for points and rebounds already. Pass goes into Franken. Franken, 12-footer, reverse, good. And Dort College cuts it down to a 6-point ball game, 66-60. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 66-60, Dort College. Down six. Dort College uses their second timeout of the ballgame. Both teams have four remaining. Cooper Cook passes left side over to Lighting. Lighting with it. Lighting gives it up. Bardsley. Bardsley's shot no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Nathan picks up his dribble. Rindles passes back over to Beikert. Beikert puts it up. And a blocking foul called. Oh, my. Well, they're going to say an offensive foul on Austin Beikert. Beikert whistled for the personal foul. If you're looking for an explanation, I have none. Stein with the basketball. He passes it off. And now Ross Dalma has been assessed a technical foul. And he has asked for an explanation from the official. He's gotten an explanation on the call that I had no explanation for.
George 15 foul is number 11, Trey Parsons.
And Trey Bardsley will go to the free throw line to shoot the technical foul. That's assessed on Ross Dalma. And Bardsley makes them both. 20 for Bardsley. ...68-60 Wesleyan over the lead, and we'll see if Dort College is able to recover, if that's a little light under him. Gieselman, turnaround in the lane, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Bikert. Bikert hands it off to Frank, and Frank and over to Henriksen. Henriksen up the floor against Lighting. Lighting with the basketball. Well, it all started when when Austin Bikert tried to go baseline, and whistle blew, and the two officials looked at each other, and eventually it was ruled a blocking foul against Dort College's Austin Bikert, and that was the match that lit the fuse for Ross Dalma as he was looking for an explanation. Pass goes underneath to Leighton Sampson. Sampson, 8 points. 68-62. Dort College down six. In traffic is Gieselman. His shot no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming up with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles to Franken. Franken shot no good. Rebound cleared by Stein. Stein with the basketball. He gets it away to Gieselman. Gieselman hesitates. Gieselman layup is good. Gieselman with 14, and the defenders trail 70-62. 10:50 remaining, still plenty of time in this one, and with the way possessions go, it's like water running through a screen door, and so you're not out of it by any means, being down eight. Shot from the top of the key by Henriksen is good. Long three for Henriksen. He's got 13, and the defenders are within five, 70-65. Right side is Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook goes over to Stein. Stein with the basketball. He looks for the backdoor cut for Bardsley. Instead goes over to Cook. Cook, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. So Sampson comes up with it. Dort College within five. 10-10 remaining in regulation. 1-2-2 zone applied here by Nebraska Wesleyan. Rindles goes into the corner. Bikert. Bikert looking down for the post. Comes over to Franken instead. Baseline jumper. Can't get it. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Sampson's shot is good. Sampson on the putback. He's got 10. Dort College within 3. 70-67. With a basketball. Cook. Cooper Cook goes to Gieselman. Gieselman working against Sampson. Gieselman will drive in. Spin move with the left hand. It's up and good. Travis Gieselman with 7 in the second half. 16 for the ball game. Dort College trails by 5, 72-67. 9:30 remaining in regulation. Bikert to Rindles to Henriksen. Henriksen into the corner, Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken out front, Henriksen. Henriksen back screen. Dunk by Bikert. Austin Bikert, his second dunk of the ball game. Dort College trails 72-69. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Up by three. Ball deflected by Bikert, and Bikert has called for the foul on the post defense. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the defenders in this half. And free throw time now, 1-1 for Wesleyan, I believe. Or did they get the foul up quickly enough on the board that I didn't see it? ...72-69. Well, that is just foul number 6, evidently, on Dort College. Next one, Bardsley shooting a three from the corner. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Dort College trying to chip away at the lead. Rindles into the front court. Nathan, spin move. Drops it off for Harkness. Harkness is fouled on the play by Cunning. And Grant Harkness will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Harkness with 8. Pretty short bench for Dort College this afternoon. They're down one basket, I should say one player that normally is in the rotation, Taylor Feenstra. Free throw by Harkness is up and no good. Rattled it, in and out. Another one on the way for Harkness. Free throw on the way for Harkness is up, and that one's off the mark, no good. Rebound saved in, though, by Harkness. Harkness over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side, Rindles. Rindles, three for the tie, in and out, no good. Rebound, though, Harkness, and Harkness is fouled on the play. Well, this is as effective as Harkness has been in recent memory. Grant Harkness this afternoon with 8 points. Let's see if he can knock down some free throws. And Nebraska Wesleyan wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Lincoln right after this.
The first two letters in our name say a lot about the people and the purpose of Dort College. We do. We come here to be shaped and nurtured and challenged, infused with knowledge and wisdom in order to go out and work for God's glory in all areas of His world. It's our mission and our mandate, and that's how we do college at Dort. Find out more at howwedocollege.com.
Center, 88.5 FM. Grant Harkness will be shooting free throws when we resume play. 8:45 left to go in regulation. Dort College has fought their way back to within three at 72-69. Dort College was down at 1 point here in the second half. 60-48. And they were down by 10 at 66-56. Grant Harkness shooting a pair of free throws. That was foul number four, by the way, on Wesleyan. Harkness came into the ballgame a 75% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker, and by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Shot no good by Harkness, so he makes one of two. It's a two-point ball game, 72-70. Steal by Henriksen. Here comes Dort College. Henriksen in transition. And they're going to call a jump ball on it. Henriksen took it right at Lighting. Lighting, they say, tied him up in the air as he went out of bounds with the basketball, did Lighting. Curiouser and curiouser. Pass goes into Harkness. Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball out front. Dort College down to Deuce. Left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell working his way in against Bardsley. Comes back right side Rindles. Rindles driving in around Stein. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. It's never easy. So a pair of free throws on the way. So Nathan Rindles trying to knot things up with 8:19 remaining in regulation. First free throw by Nate, up and through. He's got another one on the way. He's a 75% free throw shooter. He leads the team in attempts and makes. This will be his 79th free throw attempt, and he makes it. 72-72, our score, 8:18 remaining. Rindles makes them both. He has 17 by my count. Pass goes left side over to Stein. Stein in between the circles for the Prairie Wolves. Pass goes out front, Lighting gives it up. They go to Gieselman. Gieselman working his way against Harkness, and Harkness goes up to block the shot. Dort College bench wanted a travel violation, and I could see the validity to that argument. But instead, Gieselman will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. So two on the way for the senior from Elkhorn, Nebraska. First free throw by Gieselman, no good. He is a 67% free throw shooter, so a two-thirds proposition. He is 2-for-5 this afternoon and shooting another one, trying to unlock a 72 all tie. Second free throw by Gieselman is up and good, so he makes that one. Dort College trails 73-72. Bringing the basketball into the front court. Pass goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell passes it to Rindles. Rindles in traffic. Could have gone up with a shot. And Lighting grabs the basketball, tumbles to the floor, and somehow gets a Timeout whistled before they call the travel. Timeout on the floor, charge to Wesleyan. Wesleyan leads 73-72 with the basketball when we resume play right after this.
The classroom isn't the only place where Dort students glorify God. On the soccer field, the track, or the basketball court, our students praise God by developing their athletic skills, striving for excellence, and developing a healthy Christian perspective on play and competition. Whether you're involved in a sport or just interested in ultimate frisbee with friends, a Dort College experience will help you glorify God in all areas of life. I'm the Dort College men's basketball coach, Ross Dalma, and you can find out more at dort.edu.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders fighting back, tying it moments ago. Wesleyan playing with a one-point lead right now with a basketball as Trevor Lighting was able to come up with a loose basketball after it got jarred free. So inbounding the basketball will be Bardsley. Pass goes out front. This is Bardsley. Bardsley driving in. Hesitation. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Comes back over to Franken. Franken. O'Donnell. O'Donnell in traffic. Can't get it to go. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. Pat Anderson and Chris Gearis conferring. It'll be Dort College basketball. Pass goes in to Franken, and it's taken away by Gieselman. Gieselman tries to pass it back over to Karn. And we've got a kick called on the defenders. Dort College turns it over on the inbounds pass. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 7 minutes remaining in regulation. Wesleyan 73, Dort College 72. There are times I'm just trying to figure things out just like everyone else. Pass goes Gieselman. Gieselman over to Bardsley. Bardsley with a basketball. Karn. Karn in the corner. Now Gieselman. Gieselman guarded by Harkness. He dumps it off for Cook. Cook, two-point bucket. Good. It's 75-72. Dort College down three. Rindles into the front court. Right side, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Dort College down three again. Pass goes left side over to Rindles. Rindles drives the lane. Floater from 10 is good. Two-point bucket for Nathan Rindles. Rindles with 19. And the defenders trail 75-74. Pass goes over to Gieselman. Gieselman, they tried to tie him up. Kick out into the corner. Lighting. Lighting missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Harkness. That's Henriksen, beg your pardon. Henriksen, Harkness, too similar on the names, not similar in build. Pass goes to Henriksen. Henriksen underneath O'Donnell. O'Donnell shot off of the glass. Good. Dort College has the lead. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point bucket. His first in a while. He's got 13. Defenders lead 76-75. With the basketball, right side Lighting. Lighting back over to Bardsley. Bardsley guarded by Rindles. 5:50 left to go in regulation. Bardsley steps back behind the three-point line. His three misses everything. It bounces on the baseline, and Ron Jackson's going to say, nope, not that time. It'll be Dort College basketball. Harkness checks out of the ballgame. Checking into the game is Leighton Sampson. Dort College will bring it up with a chance to build on a one-point lead. First time Dort College has led since it was 4-3. Pass goes left side Franken. Franken with the basketball on the wing. Guarded by Lighting. Passes to O'Donnell. Right side, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles down to the baseline. Floater from 10. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped. And a foul called against Dort College and Dalton Franken. free throws on the way for Lighting. So Trevor Lighting, a 54% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two. I beg your pardon, just the one and one yet. That's foul number three on Franken, just taking care of my bookkeeping. I had thought Dort College was over the double bonus limit. They are not. So Lighting will shoot the one and one. Free throw on the way for Lighting is up and good. He's got another one coming. Second free throw by Lighting, no good. And we're tied at 76 all. 76-76, our score. Dort College a little over anxious, throws it away. Long pass out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. 5:22 left to go in regulation. Still got a ways to go in this one. Work to do. Max Cook with it. Cook passes. He gives it up to Keithan Karn. Back to Cooper Cook. And Cook got around Dalton Franken for the bucket. And now a three-point play opportunity for Cooper Cook. Cooper Cook with 8 points. Pending the free throw. Bykirk is in. Franken is out. Dalton picks up his fourth personal in the process. Free throw on the way for Cook is up and good. So Cooper Cook makes the free throw, extends the lead to 79-76 for Wesleyan. So Dort College played with a lead for one possession. Now let's see if they can scrap back and tie it or cut it one. O'Donnell down the baseline, feeds it off for Sampson. Sampson, layup good, he's got 12. 79-78, Dort College down a point, jumper, no good, rebound Sampson. Layton comes up with it. Layton Sampson with the basketball, hands it off to Rindles. Rindles will bring it up. Passes left side to Henriksen. Tries to feed it inside for Sampson. Take it away by Gieselman. Gieselman gives it up to Bardsley. Bardsley flips it up. Shot no good. But a foul on the play called on O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell whistled for the personal. His second. So free throws on the way for Trey Bardsley. Bardsley, free throw is up, no good. He's got another one on the way, trying to extend it now to a two-point ball game. Bardsley this afternoon, by my count, misses a pair of free throws. He is 3 for 5 from the free throw line. Still a one-point ball game, 4:25 in regulation. Trying to pass it inside, Dort College's post-entry passes have not been sharp. And trying to throw it down is Travis Gieselman. He doesn't take the easy bucket. Instead, tries to throw it down, and he throws it down off the back of the iron. Back the other way is Henriksen. Henriksen can't get the shot to go. Both teams ragged right now. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball up the floor with it is Cook. Cook to Cook. This is Cooper Cook, guarded by Austin Bykirk. Cooper Cook passes left side Bardsley. Bardsley three is up and good. A long three from Trey Bardsley. Can't make a free throw on his most recent trip, but he can make the 25-footer. Rindles in traffic, and he is fouled on the play. Nathan will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 82-78, Dort College down four. Time to start working away at it. A little bit of meat on the bone yet in this one for Dort College. Let's see if they can work away. And they're going to say he wasn't shooting. Well, I guess he wasn't. Nathan Rindles inbounding. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gets it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives baseline in traffic. Off of the glass, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan. Here comes Wesleyan with a chance to build on the four-point lead. Into the front court is Bardsley. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Sampson. Sampson with the basketball, and Sampson is run into by Keithan Karn. Karn catches the worst of that blow, and he's going to be whistled for the foul. Karn that time runs into the very stout trunk of Leighton Sampson head first. He might need a chiropractic adjustment in the next few days. Looks like he took that one right off the top of the head. One and one opportunity coming here for Leighton Sampson. Need these from the sophomore from Worthington. 82-78, Dort College down four, 3:29 remaining. Chance to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Got to take advantage. Free throw is up by Sampson. Good. Another one on the way for Layton. Layton with 13 points now. Dort College, pretty balanced scoring. Four players in the ballgame right now in double figures. Second free throw by Layton is up and through. If he makes his first one, he normally makes the second one. Dort College trailing 82-80. Wesleyan basketball, right side Cooper Cook. Cook with the basketball out front, goes to Karn. Karn with it, 3:20 remaining. Now Gieselman. Gieselman behind the three-point line. He's going to work it in against Sampson, puts it on the floor. Rendles dives down on it. Three-pointer on the way by Barsley. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball across the timeline. Andrew with it. O'Donnell into the lane, back over to Biker. Biker puts it up, and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Cooper Cook. Cooper Cook whistled for his second personal. And the Dort College defenders will send Austin Biker to the free throw line. Free throw is up by Austin. No good. Another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Bikerk. Trying to make it a one-point ball game now, and he does. So Austin makes one of two. He's got five. And the defenders trail 82-81. Still working at it. 2:58 left to go in regulation. Pass goes left side with it out front. Is Max Cook. Cook to Gieselman. Gieselman will put up the three and he hit it. Gieselman with the three. It's 85-81. So Dort College cuts three off of it. And when one fell swoop, Gieselman pushes it back to four. Out front, Rendles. Rendles, left side, Henriksen. Goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Feeds it off for Sampson. Sampson, bucket good. Layton Sampson with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail 85-83. Wesleyan basketball when we resume right after this. Timeout, Dort College.
I really like the diversity and cultural variety we have at Dort. My name's Kyle Vanderzee, and I play soccer as a Dort defender. I'm originally from Chicago, so small-town Iowa was a bit of a shock at first, but I've really learned to appreciate life on campus. The campus is alive. People here are alive. For a small school, there are lots of different backgrounds and lifestyles represented. There are so many people to learn from, and it's a blast to get together and encourage one another. The community here is one of my favorite things. Check out my school at dort.edu.
Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. Wesleyan shooting the double bonus. Dort College shooting the 1-1. Three timeouts remaining for the defenders, two for the Prairie Wolves. 85-83, Dort College. Down by two. 2:20 and counting. Cook with the basketball. Pass goes left side. Wesleyan ball. They pass it to Gieselman. Gieselman puts it up. His shot off the heel, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Fires it outside for Barsley. Back over to Cook. Cook, three. Missed it, no good. And a foul is going to be called on the play against. It's going to go against Dort College. From where I was sitting, I get a pretty good look at it, and it certainly looked like Gieselman got away with a two-hand shove on the rebound. Oh, Karn will go to the free throw line. He's shooting two. First one is up and good. Another one on the way. Makes it a three-point ball game. He's got another one coming, trying to make it a four-point game. Second free throw on the way, and we've got a lane violation. Wave it off. Ron Jackson said, nope. Cooper Cook, you leaned in too far. Stepped into the lane, and Dort College will now get the basketball. 86-83, our score. So that one's just as if it never happened. 86-83, it's not an attempt. It's just a violation. It's a turnover, actually. Pass out front, Harkness. They come back over to Rendles. Rendles, Henriksen, three ball, missed it. Short, no good. Chases down his own rebound. Into the lane, his 10-footer is good. Alec Henriksen with 15, and the defenders want another timeout. 86-85, Dort College down a point. Credit Henriksen with chasing that one down. Continuing to play, floating it up from 10 and getting it to go. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Dort College battling, trailing by one, 86-85. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. As we resume play on the floor for the Defenders, it is Henriksen, Rindles, Franken, O'Donnell, and Sampson. For Wesleyan, it is Karn, Gieselman, Cook, Max Cook. That's Cooper Cook, Max Cook, and, of course, Bardsley. I don't believe he's left the floor today. Gieselman over the basketball. Gieselman has it on the floor working against Sampson. Drives into the lane. Kick out pass out front. Three on the way. No good. Rebound taken down by Dort College and Rindles. Rindles rips it away from Cooper Cook. Dort College down one with the basketball. Rindles passes right side. Henriksen. Henriksen out front. Franken. Franken. Left side it goes to Rindles. Rindles in traffic. Henriksen. Henriksen to Franken. Franken over the basketball. Rindles. 12 to shoot. 1:12 on the game clock. Driving in, Rindles lost it, picked up by Cook, controlled by Bardsley. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan with another chance. They can wind it down to under 40 if they want. 1 minute remaining in regulation. Wesleyan 86, Dort College 85. Bardsley wiping his shoes as he dribbles. He's going to work against Rindles. 49 seconds now. Bardsley in traffic, floats it up. It's good. Trey Bardsley with a two-point basket. He's got 25, and the Defenders trail by three, 89-88-85. On the right side, Rindles. Rindles, Henriksen. Henriksen for the tie. No good off the rim. Rebound controlled by Gieselman, and Gieselman is fouled on the play by Rindles. Rindles commits the foul, his second. And Gieselman will go to the free throw line. Well, if you're going to foul anyone, that's as good a choice as you have for Wesleyan. Gieselman so far today, 3 for 6. I've got him for 20 points. So two free throws on the way. 28.4 seconds remaining. Dort College got a pretty good look, and Alec Henriksen was just a little too strong on that three-point shot. Gieselman's first free throw is good. He's got 21 now by my count. Stein will check into the ballgame. Checking out is Karn. Another free throw on the way for Gieselman. And that one's good. Gieselman makes them both. 90-85, Dort College down 5. Now you need some good things to happen quickly. Rindles, step back three, nothing there. Now Franken. Franken with the basketball, and he's fouled, and you need a break like that. Nick Stein whistled for the foul, and now Dort College can score with the clock stopped, and they can get a free timeout out of the deal if they want it. Ross Dalma will pull Nathan Rindles over to the sideline, give him some instructions, send him back out into the fray. Austin Beikirk will be checking in. First order of business, Dalton Franken, you want him to make both of them. 1-1 opportunity here for Franken. So Dalton shooting a 1-1. Free throw by Franken is up and through. Another one on the way for Dalton. Dalton with 7. Can make it a single possession ball game with a made free throw here. Another one on the way for Franken. This one's up and good. So Dalton makes them both. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 8 points for Dalton Franken. Back with more after this. Timeout on the floor. Dort College down 3 when we resume play in a moment.
The teacher education program is one of the largest programs at Dort College. Our professors help students understand teaching from a Christian perspective, whether you intend to teach in a Christian school or a public school. I chose to be an education major because I love kids, but my experience at Dort made me realize that there's more to teaching than that. I've learned that teachers need a love for who they teach, what they teach, and how to teach. I'm Ellie Taylor, an education major at Dort, and I encourage you to learn more about my school at dort.edu.
.9 seconds remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing Nebraska Wesleyan 90-87 here in Lincoln. Seen some wild finishes here at the Snyder Arena over the years. As I said during the women's contest, might be the last trip down here for basketball. With Nebraska Wesleyan joining the Iowa Conference next year, inbounding the basketball is Keith and Karn. Dort College needs a turnover. Karn to throw the ball in. Karn gets it inbounded to Bardsley. Bardsley will bring it up. Precious seconds ticking off of the clock. They feed it over to Gieselman. Gieselman plays keep away. 10 seconds remaining. Dort College gets the foul committed. And a holding foul called on J.D. Bohr. So 90-87, Nebraska Wesleyan is inbound, will have free throws. Gieselman will shoot two. Gieselman's first free throw is up and good, and that pretty well does it. It's a four-point ball game now. Dort College coaching staff thought the clock didn't stop in a prompt fashion. I have no opinion. Another free throw on the way for Gieselman. So Gieselman trying to make it a five-point ball game, and he does. Gieselman makes them both. He's got 24. Wesleyan leads 92-87. Rindles up the floor, lays it up off the bottom of the rim, and that's the ball game. 2 seconds, one. Wesleyan will survive it, 92-87. Nebraska Wesleyan earns their 13th win of the season. They're 13-5 in conference play, 18-6 overall. Dort College 13-15 and 8-11. Beg your pardon. 8-11 heading into the final GPAC game of the season for them on Wednesday night. Let's take another break. We'll be back with the recap of today's men's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trailed much of this ball game. Their biggest lead was two. That was at 17-15. We had ties at 15-17 in the first half. Dort College trailed by 9 at the half, 51-42. Trailed by as many as 12 in the second half, 60-48. Fought back and tied it at 72 all with 8:18 remaining. Led briefly at 76-75. It was tied again at 76. Wesleyan had the lead at 79-76. And Dort College never able to get closer than, well, they got it back to 86-85, I believe, if I can make out my handwriting. But they stretched it back out to 90-85 and hold on to win at 92-87. Nebraska Wesleyan with a win. Wesleyan is now 18-6 overall, 13-5 of the conference. Dort College 13-15 and 8-11. Dort College was led tonight by Nathan Rindles with 19 points and 18 rebounds. He did not get a triple-double as I thought he might. He had 7 assists. 16 points for Leighton Sampson, 7 of 10 from the floor. 15 points each for Andrew O'Donnell and Alec Henriksen. Also for Dort College, 8 points for Dalton Franken. 9 for Grant Harkness off of the bench. Austin Bikerk had 5 points. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 25 for Trey Bardsley, 24 for Travis Gieselman, 12 for Keithan Karn, 10 for Trevor Lighting, 7 for Max Cook, 9 for Cooper Cook, 4 for Cole Klingsporn, and 1 for Jerry Cunning for their total of 92. Rendell's had 18 rebounds, as I said, 8 points for Dalton Frank and 6 for Leighton Sampson, 4 for Andrew O'Donnell, 5 each for Austin Beikirk and Grant Harkness. For Wesleyan, Travis Gieselman had 8 rebounds, 5 rebounds for Nick Stein, and 4 for Trey Bardsley. Assists, Trey Bardsley had 4 for Wesleyan, Max Cook had 5 for the defenders. Nathan Rendell had 7 assists for the defenders. Dalton Franken had 4. Door College 3 steals. Nebraska Wesleyan had 13. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders falling by the final score of 92-87. And Coach Ross Dalma joins me. Coach, your team did a lot of things well today. Second half, played this Nebraska Wesleyan team about as well as you can, did a lot of good things defensively, gave yourselves a shot at the end, but then it comes down to one or two possessions and a couple critical turnovers today.
Yeah, really the game does come down to 3 to 5 possessions throughout any course of any game, and there were a lot of good things, Mike, that's like you mentioned, especially in the second half. Came out of the locker room and we got down big early, I believe 15 points, and at one point came back and took a lead. These guys fight, and really enjoy coaching them. It's been definitely a frustrating last month where we haven't done some things, but we're not going to go negative. And it's very apparent that they're still dialed in and they're still playing. We played the two best teams in the league, arguably the two best teams in the league this week, and I thought we made progress this week. Notably, I think our freshman here today played very well. I thought. Grant Harkness took advantage of his opportunity in Taylor Feenstra's absence and really played hard and really played well. Alec Henriksen continues to play well. Austin Beikirk showed glimpses after missing a couple easy shots early, came back with a couple dunks and gave us some things. So those are some positives that we saw. Andrew O'Donnell was attacking today, which was good to see. You know, the standard for us is to find ways to win ball games, and that's just what it is, and that's why these guys come to Dort College. Right now we're in a stretch where we're playing against some very savvy senior-laden teams who figure out how to find ways to win these things. But we're not down, and we're not gonna quit, and I think that's been very apparent this week, and for that our coaching staff really appreciates and enjoys working with these guys. Got a week left of the regular season, and we're going to give it everything we've got on Wednesday night. Obviously, a very important game in terms of continuing to play so far as the conference tournament is concerned. But these guys have worked very hard this week in practice, and that's a testament to them. It's a testament to Nathan and JD, who have been on some great, great teams. And at this point, you see some people who could cash it in and say, you know, I've had a good career and I've had a lot of opportunities to play in the national tournament. We're just going to kind of slide out, and they refuse to do that. Our young guys are trying to figure out how to play, and this is a nucleus that's very good. I got a text after our game on Wednesday night from one of our former players who played on those three national tournament teams a few years ago, and he said, hey, Coach, remember when we were freshmen and sophomores, we lost a lot of games too. Remember how we struggled. And it was some good perspective because he had a line of questioning this week from somebody who was kind of wanted to go negative a little bit. And we're not gonna go there. I believe in these guys. We believe in the process. And we are getting better. And that was good to see some different people step up and assume a little bit more responsibility. And we got to continue to try to put this thing together, and hopefully Wednesday night we're a little bit better and can come out on top.
This game, and specifically, you managed to keep Travis Gieselman and Trey Bardsley from going crazy. They still got some points, but it wasn't like they put together a huge run. What do you have to do defensively against this team, or what allowed you to have a chance this afternoon?
Well, the first half we struggled. You know, we were we were out of sorts a little bit, and by the very nature of how they play, that can happen. I thought we got in system really well in the second half, and I think we responded quite well to a challenge in the second half that the guys really said, hey, this is it, and that was a key pivotal moment for our team. As far as defending them, I think we have some guys that in the post could match up a little bit with Gieselman, and Layton and Grant did a nice job of using their strength. I still believe we have some capable perimeter one-on-one defenders that try to make life a little bit more difficult for Trey Bardsley, and that's probably the deal. I did like how that we were able to play off some other guys defensively. Typically, you would say 92 points, you didn't do a very good job and whatnot, but to hold them to 46% from the field and hold them to 92 points, this is one of their lowest outputs of the year. And in fact, some of their lowest outputs of the year, I think last time we held them in the 80s. So we have done a decent job with defending them.
Mount Marty coming up on Wednesday. And like you said, still some work to do, obviously. You have another week to try and get better. Obviously, you want to have a possibility at a postseason berth somewhere along the line in Great Plains Athletic Conference tournament play. For that to happen, you've got to take care of things on Wednesday night.
We do, Mike. We do. It's important for this team to get into postseason play, not just simply for the fact of, well, it's fun and we want to have a chance to try to get to the national tournament. It's really important for our freshmen and sophomores to play in an environment where it's a little bit more intense. And, you know, you and I talked about it, I think, a week ago about the process and how we need to continue to evolve and put our young guys in positions to experience as many different scenarios as possible. That's one we have to for our growth going forward for our young guys. And I want to keep coaching JD and Nathan. You know, that's the bottom line too. Our younger guys really respect them. And at some point, some of those younger guys down the road are going to be very good, and they're going to owe JD and Nathan you know, a big thanks for helping them work through their youthfulness. But we want to have the opportunity to keep coming to practice and working with them and see once if we can't sneak out a win maybe in the postseason conference. But that'll determine a lot on how we practice on Monday and Tuesday. And if any history is any indication how that be, I'm confident that our guys will do that.
Coach, I believe the bus is warming up. I believe there might be a little bit of snow waiting for us by the time we get to Sioux Center, so let's close it down, and we'll get on the road and back to work on Monday.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. I've given you the numbers. I can give you the Great Plains Athletic Conference scoreboard, and then we're going to get out of here. Scoreboard, Midland defeats Mount Marty 84-61. Morningside over Doan, 89. I can't even read my own writing at this point. Morningside beat Doan, 89-76, I believe. Concordia over Northwestern, 110-89. Here in Lincoln, it was a 92-87 final. And Briarcliff and Hastings, just gone final. Briarcliff, 89. Hastings, 77. This is what the standings look like now. Briarcliff, 16-2. Wesleyan 13-5. Dakota Wesleyan was idle today. Midland improves to 11-7. Hastings falls to 9-9. Concordia improves to 10-9. Northwestern falls to 8-10. Dort College is 8-11 with a game remaining. Morningside falls to 6-12 with two games left. Doan falls to 6-12 with two games left. Mount Marty is 0-17. Coming up for Dort College, they play Mount Marty on Wednesday. The other teams involved in the fight for those the 7th and 8th spots in the conference standings. Northwestern is at Dakota Wesleyan, and they close with Doan on Saturday of next week. Morningside sitting at 6-12. They travel to Briarcliff, and they host Midland. Doan College is 6-12. Doan will close at Northwestern, and on Wednesday evening, Doan is hosting Nebraska Wesleyan. A lot to figure out yet over the next week. But for now, we know Nebraska Wesleyan sweeps Dort College and women's in, Dort College wins the women's game 69-55. Nebraska Wesleyan comes back to get the split of the doubleheader 92-87. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.